Hello and welcome to the Stanlib Corporate Conversations podcast series. I'm Charlene Kern, Head of Corporate Cash Solutions, and today we're diving into the world of money market instruments, what they are, how they work, and how we use them to deliver enhanced yields for our clients. Joining me today is Eulalie Goos, Head of our Money Market at Stanlib and Portfolio Manager of Money Market Funds at Stanlib, along with Corporate Enhanced Yield and Extra Income Fund. Welcome, Eulalie. It's wonderful to have you here today.
Thanks, Charlene. It's great to be here.
So, Eulalie, we're going a little bit back to basics here, but I think it's quite important. When we talk about money market instruments, what exactly are we referring to?
So, Charlene, money market instruments are short-term debt securities, typically with maturities under a year, can even go up to 13 months, and they're used by governments, banks, and corporates to raise capital. They're low risk, highly liquid, and ideal for managing short-term cash needs. In our funds, we use instruments like call accounts, fixed deposits, negotiable certificates of deposit, floating rate notes and deposits, treasury bills, and prime-linked instruments.
So what you're saying is they're not all the same, and each has a very different role to play in your portfolio management process, right?
Exactly. Some offer better liquidity, other better yield. It's about balancing risk return and liquidity within the mandate of the fund.
Absolutely. So let's delve into a few examples. So let's begin with NCDs, negotiable certificates of deposit. What distinguishes them within a diversified money market portfolio?
So NCDs are issued by banks and offer a fixed interest rate over different periods. You can get 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, and even longer NCDs. They're negotiable, meaning they can be traded before maturity, which adds flexibility. So banks actually make an active bid and offer yield quoted for all tenors. We use them for their yield and credit quality, especially from the top tier banks, as I said, as they are active participants in the NCD industry.
Oh, wonderful. And I think it's so important for us to, you know, have this sort of conversation around the fact that we do only look at these top tier banks, right? Especially in our money market fund, you know, bank and government only, in our corporate money market fund, which is really key for our corporate clients. Let's elaborate on floating rate notes. We know they contribute to your portfolio construction, particularly regarding their impact on duration management and yield optimization within a dynamically shifting interest rate environment.
So floating rate notes are great for a rising interest rate environment. So NCDs, as we discussed, which is fixed, is actually great when interest rates are coming down, where floating rate notes would be great in a rising interest rate environment because they usually reset on a three-month basis. So as interest resets, they track market rates like JIBAR, which is the Johannesburg Interbank Agreed Rate, and it's now going into the future ZARONIA. They help us manage, as you mentioned, duration risk while still earning a positive return.
Yeah, and I think we're going to talk about this a little bit further on. But I mean, it's so important, right? As a portfolio manager, you know, you think it's just money market, but it's not actually just money market, because these different instruments are so key to understand when and where to use them. When you talk about if we think interest rates are going to come up or go down, you know, where do you position yourself in that space within those instruments? And then also instruments that everyone understands. I mean, I think it's also important for us to talk about vanilla call accounts and fixed deposits. You know, when is it important to use those?
Yeah, and just before I get there, just to comment on your comment, South Africa's money market industry is actually so advanced. We trade instruments like floating rate notes that they don't even trade for US or GBP money market funds. So it's such a well-advanced industry in South Africa. So getting back to call accounts and fixed deposits, call accounts offer daily liquidity. So that's cash we just keep on call with a bank, and it's perfect for managing inflows and outflows. Fixed deposit locks in a rate. It's also fixed for a set term. So usually a month or 2 months, up to 3 months. So we use them when we have visibility on cash needs and want to secure a high yield for a short term in the fund.
And I think that's important because clients need to understand, we often get this question around what is the liquidity of your portfolio? And we know these instruments, because they're senior paper with sort of bank and government, are highly liquid. But really, when it comes to that liquidity within a portfolio, we typically know how much our clients are withdrawing at month ends and how much needs to be held so that we can offer that liquidity to our clients within those sort of call and short-term fixed deposits. Could you walk us through the role of treasury bills and what the role that they play in your portfolio strategy? I'm interested in how you weigh their risk, yield, liquidity characteristics versus instruments like NCDs, especially in the current market climate.
So treasury bills are issued by the government and therefore very low risk. There's actually weekly treasury bill auctions that you can participate in to buy them in the primary market, but they're also traded in the secondary market by banks. So we actually use more treasury bills than NCDs, as they also come in different tenors, so 3, 6, 9, and 12 months, but are currently trading at higher yields than bank NCDs. So therefore, actually optimizing your yield in your fund better if you're looking for a fixed rate instrument.
I think that's so key, and that's really your role, right, as a portfolio manager, is to see where these opportunities are and which instruments are offering you a better risk-adjusted return for that portfolio. Could you elaborate on how you determine the optimal mix of the instruments for the fund? I think, it can't be easy. We sit with one of the biggest money market funds in South Africa, a corporate money market fund. I know that thing tops over the 80 billion. So how do you manage that portfolio? I mean, that mix of instruments between sort of treasury bills, call accounts, fixed deposits. I'd be interested to hear about the criteria and the market signals that you prioritize, as well as obviously client objectives and risk constraints influencing your allocations.
Yeah, Shalene, so that's where the active management comes in, and that's why we're an active manager. And it really depends on market conditions, client liquidity needs, and our duration targets. So, for example, if rates are rising, we lean into floating rate notes. If we need liquidity, we hold more call, cash and call accounts. We also consider credit ratings and counterparty limits, which we are very disciplined in. So it's a balancing act with, and especially within the mandate of the fund. And if I can just elaborate, our money market funds need to comply with Board Notice 90, which got very strict limits on weighted average duration and weighted average life, which is 90 days and 120 days, respectively. So you can't just go and fill up on longer dated instruments, even if you want to. You have to keep that balance of shorter dated call cash, which is also a requirement according with the benchmark, and the longer dated instruments.
Yeah, and I think that's important because you've got to get that balance right, but you also need to get that diversification right in terms of counterparties, right? Because we've got these limits to the big four banks and or the five banks and to government. So you can't just place everything with one bank because they're giving you favorable rates, right? So I think it's quite a balancing act that's happening on your side. And I mean, all of this is done within an ESG and regulatory framework, correct?
Absolutely. We follow FSCA and FSCA guidelines, and our internal credit process ensures that we only invest in high quality issuers. And ESG is embedded in our selection process as well. Not many ESG instruments are issued in the shorter term space, but it is a significant consideration in everything we do.
And maybe we also need to highlight here, I think there's sort of oversight that happens also because we've got our funds rated. So specifically our core fund range for our corporate clients are rated. So there's this additional layer over and above the ESG framework, CISCA, the FSCA guidelines, and we obviously need to report back into them, on an annual basis. So, this extra oversight does make quite a difference around comfort for our clients. Thank you, Eulalie. I think it was a great overview. Hopefully, our listeners now have a clearer picture of how money market instruments work and how we use them to optimize portfolio returns in the shorter end of the curve.
Thanks, Charlie, and it's always a pleasure chatting to you.
If you'd like to learn more or speak to our team, feel free to reach out and don't forget to subscribe to Standard Corporate Conversations for more insights. Until next time, thank you, Eulalie.
Thanks, Charlene.
Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider in terms of the FASE Act. This podcast should not be construed as advice.